producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week at this time, there is an hour spent on the radio and on podcasts, people listening to this program all around the country and all around the world, because the fight, I guess I look at it that way. I don't like the word even fight because it conjures up all kinds of things that are negative in people's minds. But because I'm a lifelong cow person, maybe a bovine expert, I don't know if I can consider myself an expert, but I've been around cows all my life, had a dairy farm, have operated two or three different times to varying degrees of success, a dairy farm in suburban Boston in a town called Framingham, Massachusetts. I come as a broadcaster, but as a farmer, to bring to you each week ideas, circumstances, situations, descriptions of things that hopefully will help you in solving some of the problems. Because we know, or we present what the problems are, and then try to solve them. And one of the things that's on my mind is the future of farmers. Many of the people that I know who are my age, who have been in dairying or been in produce, have given up the ghost, sold their land, had it developed because their children didn't want anything to do with the farm, or they couldn't find anybody to buy the farm to run it as a farm. So it becomes a very serious matter of consideration. So we found somebody who is young and experienced and interested in the future of agriculture from sort of the family farm position. His name is Chris Ahn. He's 28 years old. He is the garden manager and the business manager at Rocklands Farm, which is Montgomery County, Maryland's largest farm, I think, of this sort. You go online to rocklandfarmmd.com. You can see the story of the farm, what's going on there now. Chris attended the University of Maryland, studied business information systems. When he graduated, he went into the consulting world, worked for a global technology consulting firm in Chicago, but he didn't like it. He didn't have any passion for it. And he decided to get out and pursue his interest in farming and agriculture, and that's what brings us to that's what brings him to us and us to focus on his leaving this money job, this Wall Street sort of job, to become a farmer. And you're not the only one. You brought some friends along with you, Chris. Is that right?
Well, yeah. So, just we're definitely not the biggest farm in Montgomery County. We're actually fairly small in terms of scale. I guess you would be what is classified as a hobby farm, I guess, under like kind of like USDA like sizing of farms.
Right.
And yeah. So it is a family run farm, and it's not run by my family. I work here, and it is run by a family and a friend and friends of the family, basically. So yeah, the farm started 5 years ago. I wasn't here when the farm first started, but two of my buddies that I knew started it along with one of their friends as well, and yeah, they started 5 years ago just as a little roadside stand. Really not knowing what to expect, and they had just graduated from Virginia Tech, and all they knew is that they wanted to take care of the land, have the land take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started this roadside stand and gave a business proposal to the family. So their eldest son, the Glenn family, the eldest son, is the one that pitched the proposal to his mom and dad. They had 34 acres here that kind of laid fallow. And, yeah, from there on, it's kind of grown and developed over the years and really changed courses, and, a lot of things have expanded, and yeah, so that's kind of where we're at today.
All right. One of the things that I'm intrigued in is I look at how you've gone across the country and you've, teaching students about what goes on in our, system, sustainable agriculture. We have a lot of conversation on this program on open pollinated seed. I used to grow 70-80 acres of corn for my silos. I have cut back on the number of cows, so I only have about 30 acres, and I'm in the process of finishing chopping it now. People ask me, how do I get seed that isn't from Monsanto? And I tell them all the time, there are a couple of sources that I use that are open pollinated from Pennsylvania, from Illinois. There are a couple of other sources, but it becomes harder and harder. It reminds me of an episode in The Good Wife. Do you know that Sunday night television program? That it's quite a popular show. The woman who stars in it is the wife of the governor of Illinois. She's a lawyer. And one of the recent cases was pretty much a setup on Monsanto and GMO food, basically corn, and how the corn that's grown, let's say your corn is open pollinated and it's on one side of the street, and there's some GMO Monsanto corn on the other side of the street, and the wind blows. And then it becomes, you know, instead of open pollinated, it becomes cross pollinated. And Monsanto says, we own that corn. You're stealing, you know, if you open pollinated corn comes from season after season after season using the same seed source. So this is the kind of stuff that you will run into if you haven't already, because it's hard for you to get heirloom seeds. Although I think now because the locavore movement is getting to be as the people belonging to it are more strident, they're demanding this kind of stuff. I think we'll see hopefully a switch back to it. But I wondered how you approach that problem on the Rockland Farms. How do you look at buying seeds and doing what your customers want?
Sure. So it's interesting. That whole debate can definitely cycle into a lot of, like, different topics and really hot topic issues.
Yep.
But I personally, so I used to actually work for a seed company. So I spent about a year in California working for a small non-GMO open pollinated heirloom seed company, and we would save seeds to sell. And one thing from that experience that I realized is that one just kind of companies that do, like, take, I guess, like, copyright from just, like, ownership of seeds, it really just hinders people's ability to be self-sufficient. And I think the motto, this seed company I worked for, they're called Sustainable Seed Company, and they're based in Mendocino County in California, and their motto is self-sufficiency through food independence. And it's like the basic thing that people need is food, and that is controlled, and people don't have their own ability to grow it and save it and do with it what they will and grow what they want without, like, fear of being persecuted by the law or by these companies. That's like their most basic needs that are being taken from them. And so, so at our farm, we definitely buy from local seed companies, and the varieties that we grow, we grow as many heirloom varieties that we think we can and that do well in this area, in order for us to still sustain our business, but still also provide something that's more unique and more flavorful and delicious to our CSA members.
Now, let's pause for a minute here, Chris. We're having a conversation with Chris Ahn, who is in the state of Maryland at Rockland Farms, website rocklandfarmmd.com. We're talking about how they are thriving, surviving, connection to the locavore movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we continue in that focus as we give you ideas as to what perhaps you might be doing on your farm. This is the American Family Farmer.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chris Ahn is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly American Family Farmer radio program. Here's a fellow who had a big job, made some good money, decided he'd rather be on the farm. There are a lot of people who are going down that road. We're talking about how this farm, Rocklands Farm in Maryland, is being run with his help and other members of the family. Quick question about financing. You said that you had a proposal business plan that went to the family. How did you get financing for this? Because you guys didn't have the serious background in farming that oftentimes some banker would say, okay, son, tell me what you've been doing, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So like I mentioned, the farm that's run by the Glenn family, their eldest son, Greg, and two of his buddies from Virginia Tech, they pitched a proposal to their parents, or to Greg's mom and dad, who had ownership of this 34-acre land.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're really lucky in the sense that we have a very patient proprietor, and it's the Glenn family. It's the dad and the mom of the family that have supported them when they first started.
Mm-hmm.
So
you didn't have to go to the bank.
Yeah, so we didn't have to go to the bank initially. Now as we've grown and we have bigger capital investments, we're able to kind of like finance that on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still a growing business.
I think that's an important thing, because a lot of people ask the question as I'm coming up with ideas and solutions to problems. One of them is, how does a small first-time farmer get financing? And in this circumstance, it was the family that did it, but there are other places to go. Farm Credit is good. They have a beginning farmer program.
There's tons of grants and loans out there.
Yeah.
We're part of a consortium of other farmers and young farmers in the area, and it's really interesting to hear other stories of other farmers. Every person's story is different of how they got to the land, how they worked out fields, and you know, some farmers are just like tenant farmers, and they find someone who has a lot of land and return an exchange, like offer to take care of the land and like give them produce. And sometimes it's like a land and that's just like in a lease or like a trust specifically for this and for agriculture. So yeah, there's a lot of ways.
You got to work over each individual circumstance. Chris Ahn is with us. This is the American Family Farmer.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Continuing on now, this is the American Family Farmer Program, a radio show that's aimed at helping people who have family farms, small family ag businesses, those who would call themselves locavores, people interested in getting food processed. Food is not in vogue here. This is the real McCoy. And a lot more people are getting into it with smaller acreage. We're talking to a fellow named Chris Ahn, who is at Rockland Farm in Maryland. And the Rockland Farm is 34 acres. I don't consider that to be very large, but you can do a lot. If you really know what you're doing, you can take 34, if the land is good, or you can make it good, you certainly can do a lot on 34 acres. I have some lands around that I hay. There's a church that has a big open field, and they rent half of it to a guy who's got sort of an heirloom farm like this. And it's okay. He makes a living at it, and I cut the hay off of part of it because they don't need all the land. So you think 34 acres isn't a lot, but you can really get a lot. And the thing here is, Chris, to sustain it so that you can make a living, right? This is your full-time job now, is it not?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah, and like you mentioned, 34 acres in the grand scheme of things is not a lot, but it's incredible with intensive planting and just true like nurturing and caring for the land that 1 acre, 2 acres, 34 acres can really produce for you. And there's all kinds of great resources out there for people to check out. Just, I mean, the whole idea is you grow food anywhere you can, whether it's your front lawn, whether it's a little,
right,
you know, flower pot, like, you can do a lot with a little. So,
what have you learned? What has Chris Ahn learned as you've gotten into this enterprise that you didn't know before? What's been the biggest surprise in all of this for you?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's just the biggest surprise has been, you know, before I went into agriculture while I was working, you know, in the consulting industry.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never really got a feel for kind of the state of the health of our nation and just kind of like the health of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just kind of like really narrowly involved in kind of like city living. And yeah, it was hard to get like a heartbeat of kind of what that was like. And since I've been farming, I think it's just been really, the surprising thing is just been seeing the demand for good, wholesome food. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of always surprised that we put out vegetables and we put out meats, and It's such a simple thing. Well, it's not simple to produce, but it is in its essence, it's a simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people just come in droves and in packs, and students come for field trips, and wedding guests here want to have like food all from the farm. I think it just says something about kind of the state of where we are, and then the state of what people want, and kind of realizing that, we need our basic needs taken care of, and so I think that for me, that's been the most surprising thing, is just seeing the demand.
So you,
for what's out there.
You're selling animal. You're raising animals and selling the meat on the farm. You're raising cattle, poultry. What are you raising?
Yeah, so we raise 30 or so acres of grass-fed and pasture-raised pigs, cows, chicken, and sheep.
So you only use 4 acres for produce and 30 acres for the animals.
Yeah, well, we use 2 acres for the garden, and then we do have some leased land as well that we also kind of rotate the animals.
So it's kind of a full-service farm. The website, again, is rocklandsfarmmd.com. We're calling on you to sort of put yourself into the position of these folks. They had the land. They had young people that wanted to use the land. They proposed a worthwhile adventure here. Everybody is sharing it. I think it's quite an inspiration, frankly. Chris Ahn continues with us. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Now, as we continue this next half hour, as I always suggest that if you're jumping in on some point and you're in the middle of the conversation, you might want to go back to the beginning of the conversation. You can get the podcast. You can go to DougStephan.com, also the AmericanFamilyFarmer.com to find the replay. Chris Ahn is on with me, a 28-year-old farmer at Rocklands Farm in Maryland, RocklandsFarmMD.com. We're discussing how the locavore movement plays into what is planted and what's grown. Do you get suggestions from people? Does somebody say to you, okay, well, why don't you try growing this? Or why don't you try growing that? Or we think that there's a need or a market for this. How do you decide what it is that the public, your patrons, want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do have a 30 family CSA member or CSA membership,
mm-hmm.
and they are more than welcome and able, and we encourage them to kind of voice what their wants and desires are. So we ask for their feedback and kind of grow what they want to grow or what they want. And so, yeah, that's kind of a basis for how we decide. But in general, I think also the beautiful thing about CSAs and kind of eating with the season is that people want to be surprised by the things that they find in their share as well. And so we oftentimes try to add some more unique and different food items that they might not normally find at the grocery store.
What would be an example of that? Great. What's an example of that, Chris?
Yeah, so, you know, typically we're putting in, like, Jerusalem artichokes, you know, that might not be so common, or like sesame leaves, or what else? Yeah, sometimes we're just finding, like, wild, like, garlic. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think in general, and too, it's just, like, different varieties and, like, more unique varieties, like, not your typical orange carrot, but we're trying to put in, like, purple carrots and white carrots and yellow carrots, things that just are different. And I think everything that we do, we always try to make into an educational and learning experience. It's a way for us to tell these families, this isn't your typical carrot, because it was grown from, like, good, wholesome seeds, and that all the carrots are not exactly, like, 5 inches long, because mm-hmm. what it takes to grow those perfect carrots is that it takes intense tillage. So it's okay to have carrots that are kind of wonky because it found a rock in the dirt. And, you know, I think everything is just a really good opportunity to just educate people of where good food comes from.
fairly amazing people now, the perception. I will tell you in my own circumstance on my dairy farm, I have encouraged, we have a sanctuary. We save cows. I don't slaughter cows. We use them until they are not able to milk anymore or reproduce, and then they get retired. But as the process expands, and I've set up one of the barns as almost like a classroom. So we have kids come in, and they look at the different breeds of cattle. They understand breeding. They understand what the cattle eats, how they digest their food, how the milk is made. I mean, many of these children, as you suggested, there are trips that come from various city urban circumstances. They think milk comes from the grocery store. And they don't know anything about what it's all. And then they see these large animals. And I had one young lady not long ago scream when she went in because the cow stuck out its tongue. My cows are very well trained. They're like dogs. And the cow stuck out. So this young lady, little girl, 6, 7 years old, screams at the cow sticking out her tongue. And then sometimes we bring the children behind the cows where they're being milked and just for fun squirt a little milk at them, you know, that kind of stuff.
Nice. Yeah, that reminds me of a story where we had a student, and we're showing them, you know, we show them, like, what seedlings look like and what this plant will eventually turn into. And, you know, we had a pumpkin, and this kid was trying to put together the fact that a pumpkin pie had come from this, like, brown pumpkin, and he just couldn't believe it. It blew his mind. So.
Well, sometimes you show, you know, this year there have been a lot of they're always the biggest pumpkin contest. There's that 2,000-pound pumpkin that you see every once in a while, and then when you show then these seeds that weigh an eighth of an ounce, stick it in the ground, and then from it, 5 months later, comes this 2,000-pound pumpkin. Wow. Yeah. Isn't that an example of how it all works? And it kind of is an example of, for me anyway, of giving people maybe a lesson in how the greater system works, how the universe, I don't want to get too philosophical here, but there is a lot to be learned about where life comes from and what better place to get it than on the farm, which is, in my mind, the essence of life.
Yeah, perfect. Well put.
Mm-hmm. Well, so then we don't have to talk anymore about that. Let's move on to the next thing. I just find this fascinating, and I'm encouraging more and more people to do it. Sometimes you're in an area, though, I know the Rockland County area fairly well. It's an area that's fairly large, a lot of population, so you have a good base. So some of the people listening to this program were out in Iowa or Nebraska or down in Arkansas or maybe in Texas that, you know, there isn't the kind of population. They say, well, come on, how can this work? Because this is retail. Your business, your job, your farm is retail. That's it. So if you're doing the wholesale thing, then you're liable to go some other place. But I'm using you as an example for those people who have farms that are in closely confined areas that may not have a lot of land and that want to cater to a specific type of buyer. And you mentioned CSAs. Explain for the unwashed how your CSA system works.
Yeah, so it's a membership and a buying club into our farm. So the idea is that we reach out to families who are interested in eating locally and eating with the season. And they pay us in the spring up front. Spring is generally when, you know, the cash needs are the highest. We're purchasing seeds and repairing equipment and getting labor. So, our needs are the most upfront in spring. And so people pay us in the spring upfront, and in return, for their membership and for the faith that they put in us, we say that once the growing season begins for the next 25 weeks or so, we will give you a half bushel of vegetables every week. And generally, that's enough to feed a family of 3 to 4. Per week. And so every single week they're getting a half dozen eggs, they're getting vegetables, they're getting different cuts of meats. So it's for the trust that they put in us. We repay them with a weekly share of vegetables and fruit.
What is the cost on an annualized basis?
Currently it's $1,200 for the base share, which is the eggs and veggies, and then you can add on for an additional $625. We now have kind of bulk buying. You can buy quarter and half cows or full cows and full animals. We also have a winery here, so you can join our cellar club and purchase wines on a quarterly basis. So that's the kind of model that we're really interested in, is mm-hmm. is not having droves of people come to the farm, you know, in the long term, but we want to have a core base of, say, like 300 families and 300 members that we know personally and that we can recognize them, we can greet them and shake their hands and know their names. Because that's, I think, the idea of a community-supported agriculture is we know our community. It's these 300 families, and they're the ones who are supporting us. And this farm is not just ours, but it's theirs as well. Mm-hmm. So,
and I'm sure they appreciate that. But you have surplus food, so the person who drives by and sees the stand wants to buy some carrots or some corn or tomatoes or whatever, they just stop in and they can do that as well.
Yeah, we have a retail market here, so you're definitely welcome to come and check out the offerings that we have.
Chris Ahn is with us. He's from Rocklands Farm in Maryland. We're discussing their opportunities, how their system works, with ideas perhaps as we listen to this conversation that may lead you in one or more of the directions that he's describing for us here on this week's American Family Farmer.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Chris on with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer, a tribute to the American Family Farmer and a way to keep the American Family Farms operational. That's what we're trying to do here with this program, come up with problems, solutions. A lot of people are asking about the opportunity that could present itself. If you're a farmer and you haven't got anybody in your family that is farming, but you don't want to give up on the farm, I would bet that there are websites, Chris, where people can exchange information, people who are looking for those to not necessarily inherit, but take over the farm. Have you ever had any experience? I am suggesting it. I don't know the answer, but I'm wondering if you do. Is there a clearinghouse somewhere for people who are farms that are looking for folks to work on it and maybe take over?
Yeah. So, I personally don't have any experience with that, but I do know, especially in Maryland, they are coming out with kind of land access grants, and also they're pairing landowners with farmers. So you go through a course, I believe, and you have to prove that you have at least 5 years' experience of farming, and you have a solid base.
Yep.
And then they pair you with a landowner who has a lot of fallow land and wants to put it into production at a relatively low lease cost. And that provides this really great opportunity to match farmers with people who have land. And especially in Montgomery County, you know, we're 45 minutes away from, well, 30 to 45 minutes away from D.C., and it's such a... Land access is such a hard thing for young farmers.
An
acre of land here is so expensive, and it would obviously, companies would, you know, much rather put that land into malls or
Right. I'm in the same circumstance, and the average price for an acre of land around, I have 145 acres in this town 26 miles west of Boston, and the average building lot here is well over $300,000 an acre. So, how does that support?
Really. I'm really well familiar with that area. I used to farm out just in Rutland, Massachusetts, near Worcester.
Yeah, right near Worcester.
Similar situation.
Yeah. You know, before we ran out of time, I didn't ask you about a bakery, because one of the things that's coming around now as these newer farms are proceeding and growing in the CSA part of it is the bakery shop. Do you have a bakery shop on the farm?
We don't currently. I don't know if that's going to ever be a part of our plan, but who knows, maybe.
I bet you there are people coming in there all the time, though, and asking you about that, because that seems to be the way that a lot of these farms, especially in the Northeast, are added value. They have, some of them are open year-round. I'm guessing you probably are not open year-round. Are you just open in the season?
Actually, this year will be the first year that we're going to be open year-round. Mm-hmm. And kind of like what you're saying, too, I mean, we won't have a bakery, but we do want to have, like, a really high-quality food service operation here. I think that's kind of our long-term goal, and one big thing is permitting issues and issues with the county that kind of prohibit us from doing that, which is a kind of a whole other story in and of itself.
Well, but what it is, I'll hit it head on, the stupidity of public the public officials and how they're getting in the way. In Massachusetts, we have designated farms where the agricultural, the building rights have been sold off, so they have permanent ag restrictions on them, and the farmers are not doing that well, so they want to put solar power on the farm. Wouldn't affect the farm operation at all. State says, nope, can't do that. You know, it's this kind of stupidity, and I'm guessing that you run into that where you are, because that the focus on not knowing the ignorance that comes out of that, it just gets in the way of your being able to do what's right and makes sense, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it's kind of a similar story everywhere you go. But
yeah, it is. Yep, it really is. All right, well, here's the highlight again. For those people who want to get an example, this is a good one. RocklandsFarmMD.com. Check out what they've done, what they are doing. Maybe you can follow their pattern. It's a good resource anyway. Chris Ahn, who's here with me on the American Family Farmer. Appreciate your time and the input, and best of luck on Rocklands Farm there in Maryland.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and now this comment. The state of California has a problem, because most states in this country have a problem when it comes to agriculture, and that's what we're trying to overview and help here with the service of this program, the American Family Farmer. The farmers in California, some at least, have a lot of water. The state, federal government, some local governments are trying to get it away from them, even though the state has required that there be a sort of banning of extraneous use of water everywhere except in the central part of California where all the agriculture is. And one wonders why, as there are lots of irrigation canals, they're full of water. This is, by the way, the Imperial Valley area. I use this as an example, but there are a lot of places in the country that just don't have enough water. And because California's cities are getting thirsty, are they going to come and try to claim that the water up there is more important for them to drink than to have a few farmers raising crops or animals? Now, this is a conundrum that hopefully you're not going to face. I was reading the story of a 6,000-acre farm. A fellow and his father farmed it. The father and the grandfather farmed it before that. This is becoming, as part of what we're doing here, giving people ideas on how to save the farms. What's going to happen in California? Well, the good news is that the water supply for Los Angeles, anyway, is going to change. There is a move afoot to have treatment plants built in Los Angeles County that will take sewage and clean it up to the point where it'll be drinking water, potable water again. Wow. Won't that be something? But in the meantime, the Colorado River from the Grand Canyon is where most of the water comes to grow lettuce, broccoli, carrots, melons, other fruits and vegetables that fill not only the California supermarkets, but most of the supermarkets around the country are getting their fruit and vegetables during, let's say, from November through March, they're getting their produce from these sources. So they got to have water. And this summer has been very hot. My God, it was 109 degrees when I was in California, out not far from the city last weekend. It's been like that for the past couple of months. So what happens? The needs for water continues. And what do they do about it? There are about 500 farms that control the rights to about 3 million acres. And all that water is, they need 37 million gallons of water a year. That's, it seems like, and it is. It's a heck of a lot of water. Thank goodness the Governor Jerry Brown said he wanted to save the farmers and give them all the water that they needed. But as the drought situation worsened, people were screaming at the governor, how can you do this? We're running out of water and you can't favor the farms. Well, the thing that becomes important in terms of schooling you as to what to do if this happens in your area, you got to be close with politicians, regulators, lawyers, the same people that help the farmers up there get the water are going to have to work hard now to keep the water because there's an individual family farmer atmosphere. There's also a corporate agricultural atmosphere up there. And the interests of the two are not necessarily the same, to the point that some of the big ag businesses are trying to convince the bureaucrats to keep the water from going to the family farmers and put it in their fields. And this is what's happening in almost every aspect of farming across our country. It's just plain wrong. The big farms, the people who have money that can influence the political situation, and therefore that represents an influence on the bureaucratic side. We all know that these various big companies send their employees to become part of the FDA or the USDA. The fact that there are with regulators, they get hired because, well, they have experience in the field. Well, they change things around so they favor the big farms and big farmers, and they basically hurt the smaller farmers, and then they get out and they go back to their businesses. So one would hope that the problem that California is facing and the rest of the country is facing as well will be taken care of. And I give this information out for those of you who are in these areas where you're trying to figure out what to do. Always stay in touch with your legislature. Know who the local politicians are, know who the regional politicians are, and know who the national politicians are, because they're the ones who will more often than not decide your future and your fate. A word of advice, hopefully that's worthwhile, from me, Doug Steffen, on this week's American Family Farmer.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.